My wife and I were getting really tight on our finances again. When we were first married, we did really well with tracking all of our spending and having goals and kind of knowing where we wanted to be. And kind of through that process, what we did, which was very helpful, was write down everything that we spent. And when you knew you were going to do that by the end of the day, it made you want to spend less because you kind of had to answer for it. You want to take control, be the one in charge of where your money's going, because it's a valuable asset that you have. But something that I think that's even more valuable of an asset that we all have the same amount of is time. I guess we all don't have the same amount of time on earth, but you get it. Every day we have the same amount of minutes and hours in any given day. And when it comes to your budget, or we look at somebody's spending, you can get a good understanding of what's important to that person. You don't have to tell me where they live, what their heritage is, what their ethnicity is, what their job is. If you give me their bank statements for a year, you'll be able to get a really good understanding of what's important to them. But even more so is if you could look at somebody's schedule. If you were able to write down everything that you did every day and could look back upon that over the last year, what would that say about you? I'm thinking, what would that say about me? I think about that because as I'm listening or reading these conversations that Jesus is having with religious leaders through the book of John, the way that they think and who they think they are is not who they are. It's not about intellect. It's not about what you know. But what you do is the greatest reflection of who you likely truly are. I reread some portions of chapter 8. I think I even talked about a chunk of this yesterday. But Jesus is talking to these Jews, and he lets them know that they're slaves to sin. And that stuck out to me yesterday. But I was rereading this again today, and just later on in the same conversation, this group of Jews, starting in verse 39, says this: "Abraham is our father," they answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does." And later in verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." Jesus just lays it on thick with these guys. He's like, your desires are not from God. You do not have godly desires. You do not want to hear what God has to say. You are not doing the things that show that you are a child of God. What your desires are, what you're willing to hear, what you're willing to do, none of that lines up with God. That is a problem. I hope that if someone could read my schedule, that they would see it obvious that I am a child of God. And if that's not the case, then my actions and my desires don't show it. Well, maybe there's a deeper issue at hand. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you're encouraged. I hope you're challenged. And I really want you to get into the Word of God and spend some time with our Creator today. Make time for Him. You won't regret it. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.